I declare this ordinary council meeting open at 4 o'clock for the 20th of August 2026. Just to let everyone know that this meeting is being recorded, and thank you to our gallery for your attendance. Public question time 2.1, responses to public questions previously taken on notice. I do not have any. 2.2, declarations of public question time opened at 4:01 p.m. Do we have any questions? No. With that, 2.3, declaration of public question time closed at 4:01 p.m. In attendance today, we have Deputy President Councillor Stratford, Councillor Lowton, Councillor Begley, Councillor Lawson Kerr, Councillor Petchell. We also have our Manager of Works, Eldo, our CEO, Tom, and our Manager of Corporate Services, Claire. Visitors, hello and welcome. Apologies, we have Councillor Dixon and Councillor Gamble. 3.4, approved leave of absence. I do not have any. 3.5, applications for leave of absence. I do not have any. 4, obituaries. I have one, which is Wendy Jones Diver, who passed away on the 16th of July this year. Were there any other people? No. 5, petitions. Five petitions, deputations and presentations. 5.1, petitions. I do not have any. 5.2, deputations. I do not have any. 5.3, presentations. I do not have any. 6, declarations of interest. 6.1, financial and proximity interest. I have not received any. Does anybody have anything they would like to declare? No. 6.2, impartiality interest. I do not have any. Anyone got anything they would like to declare? No. 7.1, confirmation of minutes. 7.1.1, ordinary council meeting of the 16th of July. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham ordinary meeting of council of Thursday, the 16th of July, 2026, attachment 7.1.1, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Stratford, any comments or questions?
No, thank you.
Councillor Lawson Kerr?
No.
Councillors? All those in favour of receiving that report, that is carried. 7.1.2, Special Council Meeting, 24th of July 2026. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham Special Meeting of Council of Friday the 24th of July 2026, attachment 7.1.2, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Councillor Begley, any comments or questions?
No, I don't have any. Thanks.
Councillor Stratford.
No, thank you.
Other councillors, all those in favour of receiving that report, that is carried. Thank you. 7.2.1. Wildcatcham Local Emergency Management Committee meeting, 30th of July 2026. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Wildcatcham Local Emergency Management Committee meeting of Thursday, the 30th of July 2026, 7.2.1, be received by the council. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford, any comments or questions?
No, thank you.
Councillor Begley?
Only that it was a good meeting. Hopefully we can make a time that gets a bit more attendance at the next one, but it's good that we're moving forward and getting things done with the LEMP.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Other councillors? No? All those in favour of receiving those minutes? That is carried. Thank you. Okay, announcements by the presiding member. I have a little bit today, so I actually spiked it up. So please bear with me if it sounds like I'm reading to you, because I actually am. It's been busy, so I feel like I didn't want to miss anything. Firstly, I just would like to extend my sincere congratulations to the Wildcatcham Quarter District Hospital, particularly Rochelle and her dedicated staff, along with the members of the local hospital advisory group who have worked tirelessly to see Willamben Lodge reopen. Willamben Lodge is a wonderful asset to our community, and it is fantastic to see the facility once again being utilised to support the needs of our residents. Thank you to everyone whose commitment, collaboration and perseverance made this possible. Congratulations to the Wildcatcham Golf Club on hosting its centenary celebration. It was wonderful to see the event so well supported, bringing together past and present members, visitors and the wider community to celebrate a significant milestone. Community events like these are a great reminder of the strong connections that Wildcatcham make Wildcatcham such a special place to live. And everyone involved should be incredibly proud of a successful and memorable weekend. On behalf of the Shire of Wildcatcham, I'd also like to warmly welcome our new doctor, Dr. Christine Tang, to our community. We're delighted to have you here and we hope you enjoy your time in Wylie. It was disappointing to learn that the Shire of Wildcatcham, in conjunction with New Rock, was unsuccessful in the recent grant funding announcement for key worker housing. Access to suitable housing continues to be an important issue for our community, particularly when it comes to attracting and retaining essential workers. While this was not the outcome we had hoped for, it certainly hasn't deterred us. Council and staff will continue to work hard to strengthen our position and ensure we're even better prepared when future funding opportunities arise. We remain committed to exploring every opportunity available to support housing and the long-term growth and sustainability of our community. Sunday lunchtime, it was officially announced that Siaka was successful for grant funding for 54 two-bedroom social homes that will be built across 17 central and eastern wheatbelt towns. The Shire of Wildcatcham is set to benefit from this major housing project, with four homes being built in Wylie. This project allows seniors, people living with disabilities and low-income residents remain connected to our local community. The Shire of Wildcatcham would like to thank SIACA, the Federal Government's Housing Australia Future Fund Facility, the mouthful, and the West Australian Government for supporting stronger wheatbelt communities. At a community level, this project has been ongoing for many years, with many past CEOs, Shire presidents and council members playing a part in the success of this project. So I'd like to thank you all for your hard work and advocacy. After the tragic truck accident on the Wildcatcham Gemelling Road this week, I'd like to extend my sincere condolences to all those affected, particularly the family and the loved ones of those involved. This incident reinforces the importance of continuing to advocate for improvements to this road to ensure it is as safe as possible for everyone who travels this route. And finally, congratulations to Wildcatcham District High School on a very successful quiz night in support of their Canberra fundraising events. It was wonderful to see the community getting behind the students and supporting their fundraising journey. And now we can take a deep breath. Thanks for bearing with me, everyone. I just didn't want to forget anything. So, 9 matters for which the meeting may be closed. I do not have any. Reports, 10.1, corporate and community services, 10.1.1, accounts for payment, July 2026. Officers' recommendation is that council endorse the total payments for the month of July 2026, being $512,472.50, which comprised of 1, cheque payments in the municipal fund totalling $0, 2, electronic funds transfer payments in the municipal fund totalling $473,156.11, and 3, direct debit payments in the municipal fund totalling $39,316.39. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Begley. And to second, thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Begley, would you like to
speak? Excuse me. I do. I have 2 queries. EFT 5415, Garden Cafe.
That is a community grant.
That's a community grant.
Sorry, it's a business grant.
Yep. I'd just like to bring that to the attention that the Shire Community Business Grant has helped open our cafe again by helping with the repair of the plumbing system there. I know a lot of people were very happy that the cafe is back open again. And the other one, F 5463, for $37,000 to Trent Santa.
Yes, so that's for repairs of 58 Flint Street.
Can I ask a further question? How are those repairs to 58?
Well, that's just the first payments.
Yep, so they're in progress.
So it's commenced, and I believe at the ETA is about 3 months.
A lot of people asked me about when that was going to happen as well, so I just thought I'd bring that one to light. But that's all for me. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Lawson Kerr, do you have any questions or comments?
No.
No? Other councillors? Councillor Stratford?
I've got a couple, please. EFT 5411, Better Northam. $3,314.
Yes, so that was for a new fridge freezer at the barracks.
EFT 5443 IT Vision.
That's for Synergy subscription.
Oh, okay. God, it's expensive. EFT 5447 Think Project.
That's for our RAM asset management subscription. So that you have to use that as the roads.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And then just logo appointment. There's a couple of them in there.
That's for the governance person.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? No.
I probably just note that we received questions from Councillor Gamble.
Okay.
And those responses were provided this morning, I think.
Yep.
So, yep.
Do we need to read them out or no?
So quite a few of them were covered.
Okay. So, yep, perfect. Just thank noting. You. All those in favour of receiving accounts for payment, thank you. That is carried. Accounts for payment credit cards, June 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council endorse credit card payments for the period 29th of May 2026 to the 29th of June 2026, totalling $6,425.15, referring to attachment 10.1.2. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Begley. And to second, thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Begley?
No, I've got nothing to add, Chair. Thanks.
Councillor Lawson Kerr? Other councillors? No? All those in favour of receiving that? Thank you. That is carried. 10.1.3 monthly financial reports, July 2026. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the statements of financial activity for the month ending 31st of July 2026, referring to attachment 10.1.3. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford?
No questions, thank you.
Councillor Begley?
No.
Other councillors? No. All those in favour of receiving the financial report? Thank you. That is carried. Fees and charges, waiver of fees, Wildcatcham Senior Leisure Group. Officer's recommendation is that Council waive the higher fees for the Wildcatcham Senior Leisure Group, including the refill of the diesel fuel tank on return for the community bus for a maximum of 6 hires in the regional and metropolitan area of Perth for a period of 12 months. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Stratford, would you like to speak for or against?
I just want to comment that the last time that the Senior Leisure Group used this, I think it was a really big thing for them, and it was it got a lot of those people that can't afford to leave for recreational purposes and mental health purposes to get out. And yeah, it's a really good thing for us to be able to continue to support.
Thank you. Councillor Lawson Kerr?
I agree with what Councillor Stratford said. It's a worthwhile add on to the services they provide.
Perfect. Thank you. Anybody like to speak against? For? All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is carried.
Yeah.
Works Officers Report, August 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council receives the Works Manager's report. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Begley?
A couple of items. One, it's good to see so much work is happening around the district this early on, yeah, as far as roads go. Benjibering South has started today. I also saw our works manager on Swan Lane today, obviously do the preliminary surveys there. Also the, what was the other one? And obviously Wylie North will be happening shortly as well. I'm happy to see that when they replaced the playground fence that they left the original aesthetic there and just repaired it, seeing as it's sentimental to have that there for so long, instead of just replacing it like tends to happen an awful lot. So that was good as well. And the last thing is about the windsock. Thanks to the Shire for getting that done quick and smart, because that's a very important thing with that. Flying Doctor and the Rescue Chopper use it quite regularly, and definitely something that was needed. Sure. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Lawson Kerr?
I agree with what Councillor Begley has to say. It's good to see so much good work happening. I also noticed that the Benji South Road was closed today, work was going there, so, and also the work that was being done outside the tyre shop, repair, digging a trench.
I think that's water.
Water club today, yeah.
That's water club, wasn't it? All right, sorry.
But we're going to have that on there soon as well, yeah.
Okay.
Better to fix that before they
I know, that's what I should timing, yeah.
No.
Thank you.
No, it's very, very satisfactory to see what's going on.
Perfect. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Any other comments from councillors? All those in favour of receiving the Works Officers Report, Thank you. That is carried. Ten point 3.1, Chief Executive Officer's Report, August 2026. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the Chief Executive Officer's report as presented. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford.
No, it was a really good report. Thanks, Tom. It's been a really busy 6 months, really, since you got here. But it's nice to see that we're starting to tick a few things off. Obviously, Siaka that we spoke with before, and the lodge opening, and the opportunity to progress our housing with what we've with the land for next to Siaka and things like that is a really positive move forward. So, thank you for your efforts. Yeah, and thanks for the really detailed report. It's really good.
Thank you. Councillor Begley.
No, I don't have anything else to add, unless Tom would like to elaborate on his report anyway.
Thank you for the opportunity. I think most of it was covered by our Shire President in her announcements. But, yeah, really appreciative of the first 6 months. It's been, pretty flat out, but it's really good to see some of these things moving forward. And I think they take a lot of things don't happen overnight. They do take time, and they're going to take a greater period of time. But it's nice to have all of your support to keep progressing them as best we can. So appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other comments from councillors? No. All those in favour of receiving the Chief Executive Officer's report, thank you. That is carried. 10.3.2, Wolga Convention Delegates and Attendees. Officer's recommendation is that Council 1 nominate the following two delegates to represent the Shire of Wildcatcham at the 2026 West Australian Local Government Association, Wolga AGM, Councillor Petrel and Councillor Lawson Kerr. 2, invite the following councillors to attend the 2026 Wolga Conference, Councillor Stratford, Councillor Dixon, Councillor Lawton. And 3, request the Chief Executive Officer to attend the 2026 Wolga Conference. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford.
No, pretty straightforward. Thank you.
Councillor Begley.
I'm sad that I won't be attending this year, but all the best to those councillors that will be attending.
Thank you. Any other comments? No? All those in favour of receiving that? Thank you. That is carried. 11 motions, of which previous notice has been given. There is none. 12 questions by members, of which due notice has been given. No. 13 urgent business approved by the presiding by the person presiding or by decision. No. 14 matters behind closed doors. No. And closure of the meeting at 4:24 p.m. Thank you so much for your attendance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, a bit of